Owen.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Hannah, calling on the recorded line for the Roundup lawsuit.
For the what?
Roundup? Do you know anyone that ever used Roundup?
Oh, my husband used Roundup, yes.
I see. Have you already filed a claim on his behalf?
Well, I did a while back, but he has since passed away. He did have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from the Roundup, but they told me because, see, we lived on farmland, and they farmed both sides of our house and our entire back side of our house. But we were not the ones that farmed it. But the farmer that did farm it definitely told me that he used Roundup. And he
I
said he's still using Roundup. So
Oh,
I
I
don't
see.
know.
Okay. So your husband did not use Round, he did not spray it himself, is that right?
Well, he used it on our driveway and around our yard where he didn't want grass growing on the driveway and stuff, but he didn't use it as a farmer.
Oh, okay. I see. Now, let me ask you just a few questions here. So you said that you were already signed up with an attorney, is that right?
No, I never went that far because they said they were only doing Roundup claims at the time I inquired about it with actual like farmers that used it every day or
Oh,
several times.
I see. Okay, so that wouldn't be the case for us. We would be able to assist you even though it was, yard work or things around the house. Do you recall what year it was that your husband was diagnosed?
2014.
I see. Okay, got it. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate today with us?
Sure.
Okay, so you didn't sign anything like electronically or through mail with anyone else, is that right?
No, I did not.
Okay, and you said it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that your husband was diagnosed with, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you remember the month it was in 2014 that he was diagnosed?
Let me think.
Do you remember it being maybe beginning of the year, summertime, wintertime?
I want to say it may have been in the fall.
Okay.
I'd have to check with our family doctor when he was
No,
diagnosed.
that's okay. I'll go ahead and put maybe September for now, September of 2014 as a rough estimate.
Yes.
Okay. So, I know this was back, over 10, 11 years ago. Do you recall how old your husband was when he was diagnosed?
And it's 24 now, and or well, it's 25, but he died in 24, and he was 73,
73, so
so.
62, 63 when he was diagnosed. Does that sound about right?
Yeah,
Okay.
yes.
Okay, got it.
But
Thank
we
you.
lived on that farmland since I dated him for 5 years and we got, so he was around that farmland and mowing our yard while the farmers were spraying with Roundup from pretty much like 1981, 82.
Okay. 1982. Okay, I see. So your husband, he did spray Roundup within 20 years of his diagnosis, is that right?
Oh yeah, his dad used it on their family farm as well.
I see. Okay. Would you say that he sprayed it for a minimum of 2 years? Your husband?
I would think he did. I would think he did. I mean, he used it around our house and on our driveway and
Okay, and you lived at that house for at least 2 years, is that right?
oh, I lived there a lot more than that.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Okay, so he did spray it for at least a minimum of 2 years, is that right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, do you remember how many years you lived at that house?
Yep, we I built it with my first husband in 1977 and I married Alan in 86, but we dated for since 81, and he was over to my house a lot, but we weren't married. We weren't married then, but he was there and got exposed to Roundup and used Roundup.
Okay, so he officially moved in with you at the house 1986 when you guys were married. And how long were you at that house till? Do you remember when it was that you had moved?
Oh, I'm still there.
Oh, you're still there. Okay.
I sold the house to my son, but I live on the property in a trailer.
Okay, I see. Okay, so let's say that Alan started spraying it, you know, when he moved in 1986. When would you say that he stopped using Roundup? Do you know when that was? Was that when he was diagnosed, or when do you think it was that he stopped using it?
Probably in 2014 when he was diagnosed with.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. So 2014 minus 1986, 28 years. Sound about right?
Yeah.
As a time frame of when he was using it? Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so you would definitely say that he sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more. Is that right?
Absolutely.
When he did spray it, how long do you think he was spraying it for each time? Like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour?
Well, I would say when he went around our house spraying it, I would think that it was a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a couple hours. And then, you know, in terms of times per year, he would use it maybe like on average like once a month. Does that sound about right?
I don't know how often they sprayed with Roundup, but I would guess at least once a month.
Okay, so let's say, you know, shortest amount of time being an hour, you know, most likely it was more than that. And then over the course of once a month, so that would be 12 times a year, 12 times 12 hours over the course of 28 years. So that would be, you would estimate perhaps about, again, I'm just doing the math here, so of course I know you don't have this number, but it makes sense to say that he had exposed it well over 336 hours. Does that sound about right? That would be over the course. Okay.
Oh, yeah, probably more because his dad had a farm and they used it on his dad's farm way before I ever knew him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know,
yeah, definitely.
As a kid growing up and he working for his dad, they all used Roundup. Everybody used Roundup back then.
Yeah, of course. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And you would say that he did spray Roundup for at least one full year well before he was diagnosed. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, got it. And I know that you said that, you know, he basically stopped when he was diagnosed. So, again, same thing. I'll just go ahead and put that he had stopped using it roughly fall, being September of 2024. Is that right?
He died in July of 24.
Right, I'm sorry, 2014, my apologies,
yeah.
Of when he stopped spraying it?
I know, you know, he probably did somewhat, but we still, he might have used it a little bit on the driveway and stuff.
Okay, yeah, no, of course.
Because I know there's still some Roundup in the garage.
Oh, my goodness, yeah, okay. I mean, I can understand if you used it for so long. Okay, so I'll go ahead and do that. But he was the one that sprayed it directly, he himself. I know that he had family use as well, but he did also use it himself. Is that right?
He did use it himself. He used it around our driveway, and I'm sure he used it on his dad's farm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that would be residential, is that correct? When you use it at your house, at your home?
Well, we still live on farmland.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
We just sold. I got a divorce is what happened, and I got the house in a just under an acre of land. But my ex-husband farmed the rest of the property for years and used Roundup.
I see.
So my house was always there with fields on three sides.
I see. So your ex-husband used Roundup as well as Alan, correct? You were still married to Alan when he passed? Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
Okay, and you both were citizens of the U.S., is that correct?
We're both U.S. citizens, correct.
Okay. And it was just that one diagnosis that Alan had in 2014, is that correct?
Yes, he got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2014,
mm-hmm.
And I think about 2020, or He had treatment in 2014, 15, and probably 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And then he was about 4 years, 4.5 years cancer-free, and then it came back as lung cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, let me go ahead and put that here in our notes. Okay. And when he did pass, I'm sorry that I do have to ask this, were you the executor of his estate? Was there a will?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. Okay, and you do have, of course, authority to sign for him. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. Are you aware if an estate has ever been opened for him?
No, because everything went to me.
Okay, got it. Just wanted to be sure. And besides Alan, are you aware of any other family members that may have also been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's, or not that you?
Not that I'm aware of. No.
Okay. Got it. I'm going to go ahead and run through a couple of these ailments. You can just let me know, after I say each one, whether or not it would be applicable to Alan, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so HIV, AIDS?
What?
HIV or AIDS?
Oh, no, he never had that.
Okay. Autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis C?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Diabetes?
He was diabetic.
Okay.
Yes.
And any other cancer that did require chemotherapy? Did the lung cancer require chemotherapy?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And that would be the lung cancer, correct?
Yes.
And you said that the lung cancer had came back let's see, he said that he was cancer-free for 4 years. Did it come back in 2017? What year?
No, the lung cancer came back in I don't know when it actually came back, but he was diagnosed in the winter time during 2024. And then we moved back. We winter in Florida, and then we moved back to our house,
mm-hmm.
and then in the spring in May, he had one cancer treatment here in May, mm-hmm. about the May 18th of 24, and then his blood dropped real low, and then he couldn't have more treatments because his body wasn't healthy enough.
Oh, geez. Okay. I'm really sorry to hear that. And you said that would have been about May of 2024, correct?
Yes. He was diagnosed on May 16th and he died on July 16th.
Oh, geez. I'm really sorry to hear that. Okay.
Yep.
Got it. Let me go ahead and put that information here again. And are you aware that he had a family history of cancer?
His mother died from breast cancer, but his dad did not die from cancer. And
okay.
To my knowledge, none of his brothers or sisters. His brother may have had prostate cancer, but his sister's okay as far as I know. And he did have a brother that passed away, but he was murdered, I think.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go ahead and start preparing some forms here. I do want to make sure I have all this information correct. So for Alan's first name, I have A-L-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Last name, is that Balcom? B like boy, A like apple, L like Larry, C like cat, O like Oscar, M like Mary?
Yes, and his middle initial is Michael, or his middle name is Michael.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put his middle name as Michael. Is that followed by a suffix, a junior, senior, the third?
No, just
okay.
His name.
Got it. Okay, and he was married to you when he passed, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and can you please confirm his gender for me?
Male.
Thank you so much for answering that question. Okay, all right, and what was Alan's date of birth?
10/15/1950.
Okay. Right, and let's see, 2024, 1950. Okay, so he was 73 when he passed, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And do you still have the last four of his social?
0507.
0507. Thank you so much. Okay. And when would you say that you had learned that there may have been a connection between Roundup and his non-Hodgkin's? Do you think it was when he was diagnosed that you had learned of a connection?
I'm not sure if we learned at that time, but I'm thinking that they may have asked him if he used Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor he went to was Latha Pulverum in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
And he did treatments at Lemon Holton Cancer Center in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay, got it. Okay, and what was his height and weight that was listed on his driver's license?
I don't have his driver's license with
me.
Okay,
that's
okay.
Height, what was his height?
His height was about 5'9".
5'9", okay.
And
his weight?
Was about 220.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And you said that he had passed on July 16th of 2024.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry to hear that. Okay, and are you aware of what they had put as the cause of death on the certificate?
Lung cancer.
Did they mention non-Hodgkin's as well?
I'm not sure. I don't know. But they were aware that he had had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
We made them aware.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He was diagnosed in Florida, and then we moved back to Michigan, so he saw different doctors. So.
Okay. Okay, got it. And I'll go ahead and get some information for you as well. May I please have the full spelling of your first name?
Lois, L-O-I-S.
Okay, and then Lois, same last name, Balcom, is that correct?
Yes.
Do you go by middle name or middle initial?
My middle name is Jean, J-A-A-N, and then my legal last name is Lindgren Balcom. It's L-I-N-D-G-R-E-N, and then Balcom, B-A-L-C-O-M. I kept the same name as my kids because they were...
Right.
Minors when I married Al.
Of course, I understand. And I just want to confirm the spelling of your last name again as Lindgren. Is that L like Larry, I like Igloo, N like Nancy, D like David, G like George, R like Roger, E like Elephant, N like Nancy?
Yes.
Was there a hyphen or a space between the two last names?
Just a space.
Okay, got it. And you said middle name as Jean, J-E-A-N, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, got it. Okay, and are you legally married today?
No, I am
okay.
Not.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. Okay, and what's your date of birth?
1/14/1949.
Okay, got it. And may I please have the last four of your social?
2600.
2600, okay. And the phone that we're speaking on now, is this a landline or a smartphone?
This is a smartphone.
Perfect. And what's the best email for you?
L, all lowercase, mm-hmm. ljbalcom@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. I'll read that back to you. I have L like Larry, J like John, B like boy, A like apple, L like Larry, C like cat, O like Oscar, M like Mary @gmail.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And this is going to be the best phone number for you, 231-730-5151?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and put that in. Okay. Okay. And do you have a copy? I don't need it right now, but you do have a copy of the death certificate. Is that right?
Yeah, I do somewhere. Yeah.
Okay, no worries. Okay, we are almost done here. Okay, so we had just to sum things up here, you would say that he used it minimum at least once a month. Is that correct?
I would think so, yes.
Okay, got it. And we would estimate that he started using it about 1986.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And are you aware that he ever used any protective gear like gloves, a mask when he sprayed it?
I'm not a, sometimes he did use a mask. He always had gloves on, but I think I've seen him with a mask and without a mask, so I bought him a ton of masks to use.
Right, of course. Okay,
But
perfect. I'll go ahead and put that information in. Okay, and was it primarily the state of Michigan that he was spraying it? Is that where you're located? Where the property is located? Okay. And
Yes.
you said that he sprayed it in the front yard. Did he spray in the backyard as well, or just mostly the front yard?
All over.
Okay,
I
front
mean,
yard.
front yard, the backyard, wherever, our driveway where the weeds would grow up between the cement.
I see it. Okay. And you said that he was first exposed because he directly used it on a farm and on his own yard. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And he was the one that personally sprayed it at your home. Is that correct?
Yeah, I never did, yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, so let's say that he used it, yeah, so 336 times, okay. And the water that you get in your property, do you get it from a well?
Yes, we do get it from a well.
Okay, got it. And have you ever gotten your water from the well tested before?
I've had the water tested
You
several
have.
times.
Okay, got it. Okay. And are you aware that he may have been exposed to any other herbicides or benzene or Agent Orange?
Not Agent Orange, but
Okay.
there, once we sold the farmland to another farmer, I know they still used Roundup. And the last time I talked to him, he said they were still using Roundup. And I do not know if I think we got some benzene at home too in the garage, but yeah, I don't know what all he used.
Okay, no worries. That's perfectly fine here. Okay, and do you recall what type of Roundup was used? Do you recall it being the concentrate or the premix? It's okay if you don't know.
I think it's just liquid in a like a gallon or gallon and a half size bottle that he would put in a sprayer or whatever.
Okay, so the concentrate. Okay, and are you aware that it was purchased from a company that was it in Michigan that he purchased it?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And do you recall where he purchased it from? Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's?
Well, I think he probably purchased it at all of those plus Ace Hardware.
Okay, got it. All right. Let me go ahead and pull an Ace Hardware. Okay. Okay, got it. And I know you still have, of course, the Roundup itself. So, would you happen to also have receipts of it, or not that you're aware of?
No,
Okay.
Alan never kept a receipt.
Okay, gotcha. And we do have to ask these questions because he was diagnosed with lung cancer. Was he ever a smoker at any point of his life?
Yes.
Okay. And how many years would you estimate? Did he smoke, the entirety of his life since he was like 16, or do you recall what ages he was smoked from?
He probably smoked when he went in the military.
Okay, the military. So he was about maybe 18 years old, and then when did you think he stopped smoking? Up until the end.
Stopped smoking for 8 years
Okay.
back in, I'm trying to think what year we went to France.
Okay.
He got a he worked for an American company in France, and I've quit smoking for 40 years. So 40 years ago, he quit smoking for 8 years, and then when he went to France, almost everybody over there smokes. He started smoking again.
Okay. Would you estimate that maybe he smoked for about 20 years then throughout his life?
Oh, yeah. Yes,
Okay,
for
I'll go
sure.
ahead and put that in. Okay. And are you currently employed or you're retired?
Retired.
Okay. And would you say that Alan ever lost time off of work due to his cancer, due to the non-Hodgkin's, or was he already retired at that point?
Eight, 2014. I retired. He was already retired, I
He was
think,
already
because
retired. Okay.
I retired in 2007. Boy, it's borderline because he didn't retire for several years after me. Yeah, he probably was retired in 2014, but
Okay.
probably just had retired.
Gotcha. You mentioned that your husband was in the military. Which branch was he in?
Well, he was National Guard.
National Guard. Okay, got it. Do you remember how old he was when he went in?
18.
18. Okay, so let's see. He was born in 1950 plus 18, about 1968. And then, do you happen to remember how many years he served? 4 years?
He
Eight?
served 18 years,
Oh my goodness.
and yeah, he served 18 years. I
Okay.
know that he was in Honduras, and he was in, I don't know, some other.
Okay, no
Honduras is
worries.
the main place
Okay,
that
no worries.
outside. Then he was stationed different places in Michigan.
I see. Okay, got it. Okay, and are you aware what type of discharge he received? Was an honorable discharge?
Yes.
Of course. Okay, and are you aware that he was ever stationed at Toole Army Depot or Camp Lejeune? Or not that you're aware of?
Not Camp, I don't think he was at Camp Lejeune, but he was in that area for his basic training. He was
Okay.
in South Carolina. Is it Camp Lejeune in South Carolina?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Yeah, he was somewhere near there, but not at that base.
Okay, got it.
I think it was South Carolina where he took basic training.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, and are you aware that he ever received any VA benefits?
Not yet.
Oh,
No.
I know those
No,
things
he
can always
didn't.
yeah, those things could usually take a while, so I'm sorry that, that hasn't happened yet for you. And or have you ever been involved in any other types of lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed
No.
a disability or workers' compensation claim?
Did Alan ever file workman's comp? No.
Okay. And did you ever file for bankruptcy within the last 7 years?
No,
Okay,
never.
got it. And other than minor traffic offenses like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay, got it. Now I'm going to get some information about the di about his actual diagnosis here. I know you mentioned it earlier, but I didn't quite catch it. I know it was in Grand Rapids. Which doctor had diagnosed him with the non-Hodgkin's back in 2014?
Paul Wagner.
Okay. And how did I spell his last name? Wagner?
Wagner.
Okay, got it. Okay. And which hospital was that at? That was in Grand Rapids?
No, that was where we live in Hart, Mich his office is in Hart, Michigan.
Okay.
It was probably Shelby Hospital that actually diagnosed it.
Okay, I see.
And that's in Shelby, Michigan.
Okay. Okay, I'll go ahead and put in their information here. And how would you say that the diagnosis has impacted his life during the time
Well,
that he was here
he
in those
was,
10 years?
well, I think from he took treatment for, I don't know, he had chemo treatments and then radiation treatments, and then it kind of made him slow down and tire easily, and then Yeah, we moved to Florida for the winter months because he
Right.
couldn't take the cold after having chemo.
Right.
And then, yeah, he was kind of lethargic. He spent a lot of time in front of the TV set.
Right, of course. Okay.
He did a little yard work, but as little as possible. My
Of
son,
course.
when we sold the house to my son, he took it over.
Okay, that's good. Okay, let me go ahead and put in that information. Okay, and at the hospital, they are going to have the medical records that do show the cancer and for the non-Hodgkin's, is that right?
Yeah, that would have been in Grand Rapids, Michigan at
Okay.
Lemon-Holton Cancer Center.
Okay, got it. And that's the one on Michigan Street in Grand Rapids, is that right?
Yes,
Do you
yes.
recall the name of the doctor that he was primarily seeing at the time?
Yep, Latha, Latha, and Palovarum, but I don't know how to spell it. I know it's Palar, like Vium or something like that. You might be able to find it.
Okay, no worries. I'm gonna look it up
She's
right
still
now.
a doctor, but
Okay.
she specialized in treating non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, blood cancers.
Right. Okay, got it. Got it. Okay, and I know that he was diagnosed back in 2014. When did the treatments begin? Do you remember when that was?
Pretty much right away.
Right away. Okay. You said that was maybe about the fall of 2014. Is that right?
I don't know. I'd have to check with my doctor in Michigan, but that's what I'm thinking.
Okay, no
Because I
worries.
think I was still working somewhat.
Yeah, okay, no worries. I'll go ahead and put in the information then.
It might have been summer, fall of 18 or of 14.
Okay, no worries. And I know that you mentioned that he had both chemotherapy and radiation for his treatment. Is that right?
Yes, he did.
Okay, and what's the best address for you?
Well, right now I'm in Florida, and that's 3233 Southeast 110th Street, Ocala, Florida.
Okay.
34480.
Is there a unit number to that?
47.
47. Okay, got it. I'll read that back to you. I have 3233 Southeast 110th Street 47, Ocala, Florida 34480. Is that right?
Correct.
And who did you want me to put in as your emergency contact? Did you want to put in your son?
Sure.
Or we can put anyone you like.
My son, Aaron, Aaron,
And I'm ready for his phone
Lindgren.
number. Lindgren, of course.
I don't know. Without looking, I know
Okay.
it's Lindgren is Lindgren. Hang
Yep.
on just a second, see if I can bring up his phone number. I
Okay,
know it's
perfect.
305, but I don't
Okay.
know what else.
Okay, perfect. And it's good that you can pull out your phone now because I'm actually going to send you the consent form to sign.
Oh, so I can do what?
So I'm going to send you the forms right now and you can actually sign them while we're still on the phone and then I'll send your paperwork over to the law firm. And then first thing tomorrow morning, they'll go ahead and take a look at your case.
Okay. Okay, that'll be fine.
Okay, and again, I'm just ready for his number whenever you pull it out.
Oh, whatever I find out his number. Good. Let me go back. Oh, crap. Well, what the heck? I don't have my own glasses on, so
No
I don't have
worries.
them. Okay, his number is, oh shit. 305 916 1997.
Perfect. Okay. I got that. Let me go ahead and send this over to you. Bear with me a moment here while I go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a couple of questions I forgot to ask. Did Alan ever have an organ transplant?
No.
Did he ever have Epstein-Barr or lupus?
No.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I should have asked that earlier. Okay, let me go ahead and now send it over. So basically, what's going to happen now, we are going to, I'm going to send you over a text message to your phone. So whenever you get the notification, just go ahead and click on it.
Okay.
Okay, let me just pull it up on my end. And you have me on the speakerphone already, is that right?
No, I didn't.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and put me on speakerphone now if you can.
Do you want me to put it on speaker?
Yes, or if you have like headphones, as long as you're able to look at your phone.
I can look at my phone. Hang on. Oh gosh, how'd I do that before? Hang on, I did something wrong. Get it go away. Crap, get over. I can't figure out how to put it back onto speaker.
Okay, no worries. That's okay. How about email? Do you have like a computer or a laptop that you're able to view your email on, or do you use your phone?
I do not. I'm just in the process of gonna buy a new one when
Oh,
I,
okay. Oh, that's good for you.
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Alan had a computer and I don't know the passwords to it.
Okay, no worries. That's completely fine. Okay, so I'm gonna send you a text message right now. How about you do this? Just don't hang up the phone call, but just go ahead and take a look at the text message that I send. And whenever you're kind of stuck on a page, you don't know where to click next, just put the phone back to your ear and then you can listen to me. Would that work?
Okay.
Okay, let me go ahead and do that now. And it's very simple. It's just a consent form for you to sign a couple pages, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just sent that over. Go ahead and look at your phone now to see if you got the text message.
Yeah.
Okay, can you still hear me when your ear is it next to the phone?
Yeah, but I
Oh.
don't have glasses with
Oh,
me.
okay. Let's try to get those. It might be a little bit easier. Don't want you to miss
This
out
is
on anything.
welcome to
DocuSign.
DocuSign, and then what do I click on the blue highlighted part?
Yes, click on the blue highlighted part. That's going to be a link that you can actually click on.
Okay, and then it came up DocuSign, and it wants me to say yes.
Yes, so that's just asking SMS. So it's just asking if you're okay with us texting you. Go ahead and click yes.
I did.
Okay, perfect. And then the next one is going to be a security check. Just make sure that email is accurate. Go ahead and click continue.
Okay. Oh, I hit continue again. I don't, maybe I'm not ready.
Okay, that's okay. Do you see where it says please review and act on these documents? Is there like a little box that you can check mark?
Like the thing that says I agree.
Yes, go ahead and check mark that box where it says I agree to electronic records and then click
Okay.
continue. Yeah.
Okay. And then next.
Yes, go ahead and click next. I want you to keep clicking next until you see a yellow box with a downward facing arrow. Do you see that?
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
I don't know. I click next.
Okay, and then do you see a yellow box anywhere that's the arrow that's pointing downwards?
Maybe I should go. Well, there's a place where to sign with a yellow
Okay.
box, but I can't tell if it's an arrow.
Okay, go ahead and click on that box where it says to sign.
Okay, and then it says next highlighted at the top.
Okay. And then do you see any of the arrows? We're gonna just try to look for the arrows.
I don't have glasses on. I can't see that small print.
Okay. So you can actually zoom in a little bit on your phone just to make it a little bit bigger. Can you try to see if that works?
Oh, I will. It's a yellow box with a down arrow, and it says executor or executrix.
Yes, that's correct.
And then what?
And then click on it. Click on the yellow with the arrow.
Okay.
And then does a new box pop up? It should be like a white box.
Yeah. It
Okay.
says draw your signature.
Yes. So instead of doing that, just to make it a little bit easier for you, do you see two words that say select style on there?
Oh, I can write in that box.
Oh yeah, okay. Let's write your full signature in that box, okay? Make it as clear as you can.
I wrote Lois J. Balcom.
Okay. And you were able to fit all of that in that box?
Yeah.
Oh wow, amazing. Okay. So now
It's a
at the
lot.
bottom left, go ahead and click where it says adopt and sign.
And then another
Yep.
sign.
So there's another sign, but this time when you click on it, it's actually going to stamp the signature that you just made. So just go ahead and click on that yellow box again.
Okay. And then what?
Okay, and is there another one of those boxes with the arrows that
Yeah,
you see?
and then you want me to sign my name again or just draw initials?
Just the initials. So this time I only want you to put in the initials.
Oh, it went away before I put in one initial and it went away.
Okay, that's okay. We can go ahead and click on it again.
Well, how do you go back to it?
Okay, let's see. Did you already click where it says adopt an initial, or do you see that box again?
It says, oh, I it was it says iPhone maybe too close. It's my phone. I'm
Oh.
gonna hit continue. Okay. I'm trying to move it. LJ Balcom.
Again, just the initials.
I did my initials. Then do I click on the yellow box?
Yes, where it says adopt an initial.
Yep.
Okay. Now, are there still that yellow box that said next originally, is it still there?
I don't know.
Okay, maybe let's zoom out a little bit and
I
see.
clicked on a yellow box. It says, I don't know what it says.
Does it say finish maybe?
Not yet. Let me go back.
Okay.
Let me see if I can enlarge it. I can't. Ah, it went away.
Okay, no worries. No need. There's nothing to worry about here. We can always go back to it.
Well, how do I get? Okay, so I'm clicking on the yellow box.
Okay.
And
And now what happens?
it says something error document. Do you want me to hit OK?
Go ahead and click OK.
And then on the bottom one, do you want me to just click on the yellow box?
Go ahead and click on the yellow box.
I don't know. I'm not good at this.
That's okay. You're doing a great job so far.
My initials, I clicked on the yellow box. Okay, it says accept and initial.
Initial. Yes, go ahead and click where it says accept and initial.
Yeah, I pushed on it, but it didn't do nothing.
That's okay. Sometimes it's a little finicky when we press on it, so we can just give it a moment just to load.
Okay.
Okay, and try now. See if that makes a difference if we click on accept and initial.
It's not doing anything.
But you still see your initials in that box, is that right?
I still see my initials in the box and it says accept and an initial.
Okay.
So I just pushed on it or do I hold it down?
Nope, you can just press it once and normally that works.
I don't know if it worked. It's
Okay.
got some blue balls like in the where it says accept and initial.
Okay.
You want me to push it again and
Let's
hold
just
it?
try. Let's just try one more time clicking that. And if it doesn't work, do you see a section where it says select style for you? Is that an option?
Hang on just a second.
Okay.
What?
I got my futon today. my 6-foot futon.
Okay.
So my brother could come and stay over and sleep because my little love seat that was out here,
okay,
giving it away. And I hauled it out, and Dawn and Kevin helped me, and I went and asked Nadine and Carol. They bought a 2-bedroom, 2-house on the other
side. I know they did.
But they said it's all furnished.
Yeah.
So I put it by the road by a half hour. A few people stop and look. It's for free. But there ain't nothing wrong with it. So I'm going to come out tomorrow. I have a job tomorrow.
Okay.
4:30 to 5:30 in the villages, and nothing Friday. So I'm probably not going to – I'll try to give it away tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Put it all in my dollar. It wouldn't be something, you know, somebody that needs one, do you? A little love seat?
I don't know. I can let you know to –
They want to come pick it up.
Yeah, if it was later, my granddaughter would take it. She's moving into an apartment, but not till August. I'm on a business call.
Go ahead, take care.
Okay, thank you.
Water tonight, though,
yeah. All right, yay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so are we still? Are you still looking at your phone? Does it still have the option for you to accept an initial?
I was looking to see if I could. Can find any glasses in this car.
Okay.
It still says accept an initial. And I pushed on it. And I don't know, you want me to keep doing it till it...
Well, normally it just takes one click, so I'm not sure why that's not working. Let me try to see
here.
Can
you tell on your end if it worked this time?
No, because it would tell me when you click the finish button, but you're still in that box. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says accept and initial.
Okay.
So you want me to do another initial? Okay. It says, then it came up copy, final selection. Do you want me to hit final selection?
Yes, go ahead and click final selection.
And then it says autofill copy.
Oh, I don't think, I think you might have clicked it a little too hard. That's why those options are popping up.
Okay.
Let's try
Can
to
we go back.
Let's try to get back.
All right. I just clicked it again softly,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't do nothing.
Okay. Let's try to go back all the way. I think for some reason it's not working right now.
Yeah.
On your end, and I don't know. So let's try to click the back button one time and see if we can just kind of do like a full refresh.
Well, it went to this copy is as valid as the original, and it said required signature here, and I hit the yellow arrow again.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
That's okay. You're doing a great job so far.
It says signature of patient or legal representative.
Okay. And is there a place for you to put your signature or not at that spot?
I don't know. It
okay.
does say roundup A4.
A4D? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a next button that you're able to click on?
I don't see. I see individual name, Lois Jean Lindgren Balcom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now I just want you to look for those yellow arrows again, okay? You don't, yeah, just go
I
through.
I can hit next. And then it says
okay.
required signature.
Mm-hmm. Is there the arrow that's right there?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and click on the arrow.
I did.
Okay, and
what
popped up?
Only valid during the course of, it says medical portal information, so I think we went too far.
That's okay. Are there any other yellow boxes that you see there, any of the arrows?
Yeah, there was one I had to click, provider portal, I said yes.
Okay.
And then I hit next.
Okay.
And then it says sign.
Okay. Is there the yellow arrow that you see?
Yeah.
Go ahead
well,
and click on the yellow
arrow. The
yes,
yellow
I'm sorry.
Box.
Yeah, yellow box, black arrow. Yeah, go ahead and click on it.
And, oh, geez, my phone's going to die. Oh, crap. Let me hit the sign again.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know, it's not doing anything.
Okay. All right.
It says copy, find, selection, or lookup. And then there's a arrow
so that...
with two. Do you want me to hit that arrow down?
No, I think that's arrow is definitely going to be part of your iPhone. So try to see if you're able to get to the point where you're able to put in your initials again.
I don't know how I do that.
Let me ask you this, Lois. Is your son home by chance?
He lives in Jacksonville. I live in Ocala.
Oh, I see. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Let me see here. Yeah, because on my end, it shows that it hasn't been completed yet, so I won't be able to see exactly where you're at. Let's try to see if we can actually go back all the way and just kind of redo the whole thing over again. Do you want to try that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try doing that. Because I don't think this is an issue with you. I think there's something that's maybe issue maybe an issue
on my end.
I'm back
to the DocuSign page, and it says message from Mass
Tort Strategies. Mm-hmm, that's me. Yep.
And then
all right.
Hit yes at that one.
Yeah. Go ahead and click yes. Are you able to click yes?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
And then it says DocuSign, and it's got an envelope, and it's got a yellow continue.
Go ahead and click on the yellow continue.
And then I'll click the yellow continue again.
Yep.
And then do I hit the next on the top?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're a pro already. Just go ahead and click on that up until you see, again, that yellow box with the downward-facing black arrow.
Oh, my God. There's got to be an easier way to do this.
Yeah, normally it typically is, but it's okay. You are doing a great job so far, and we're almost done.
Okay, now there's just it says phone may be too close.
Yeah, so I think your phone might be a little too close. You might have to zoom out a little bit.
Okay, so now there's a yellow box,
but
I can't read what it says. It says review and complete.
Okay. Do you see a continue button on there?
It says next.
Okay. Go ahead and click next.
Okay. And then the next came up yellow.
With the arrow?
Okay. I did that.
When you click on the arrow, what do you see now?
A yellow box. Where it says, I think, and I don't know if it says initial. Let me see what it says. It's a signature here.
Okay. And does
Do I click the yellow app arrow?
Yes.
Or just sign in that box?
Well, the box that shows up, does it say draw your signature in that box?
Yes.
Okay. How about, just to make this easier, do you see where it says select style? On the screen?
No.
Okay. Then go ahead and draw out your signature.
My screen is moving.
Is it not letting you draw your signature?
Yes, let me do in part of it.
Okay.
Okay. I did it. And then hit the yellow one?
Yep. Perfect.
The little button is still going around.
Okay, no worries. We can wait for it.
We don't have internet in the park, so it's just working on the phone internet.
Okay, no worries. That's fine. It's working so far, so I think we're okay.
Okay, then it just changed.
Okay, what does it say now?
It says required initial, and
okay.
It's got a box with an arrow.
Perfect. Go ahead and click on the box with the arrow first.
Okay, I did LJB.
Perfect. And now you see where it says accept an initial?
Yep.
Let's try clicking that one time and see what happens.
Okay, then it went to required initial here.
Perfect. Now
I
let's
push
go ahead.
On that yellow box.
Yep, the one with the arrow. Go ahead and click on that one.
And then it says required signature.
Go ahead and just tap on the arrow and see what happens.
And then it says sign.
Perfect. Again, just click on the arrow.
Oh, you don't want me to do the initials? It said required initials here.
Well, you already did the initials, so now when you tap on the arrow, it'll just stamp the one that you created already.
Okay, it says this copy is a valid original, so click on that arrow.
Yeah.
And then it says required sign here. Click on that arrow.
Click on that arrow, too.
Click on the next arrow.
Yeah.
And then click on the next at the top.
Yes.
A bunch of lines came up.
Okay.
And it says required radio group something, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
I hit
any
next.
Arrows? Yeah, just go ahead and click next. We're basically
Do
right
I
now, we're just
put something in the box with the circle around it?
No, just go ahead and just keep looking for the arrows and tap on all the ones that you see.
Just hit next.
Yeah.
Okay, and then it says sign.
Okay, now do you see an arrow where it says sign?
Yes.
Go ahead and tap on the arrow only.
Okay, and then it says sign again. Do you want me to click on it again?
Just click on the arrow.
And then it went back to where there's a box. Do you want me to just hit next?
Mm-hmm.
It says required radio group, something, something.
Mm-hmm.
Do I just click in that box?
Let me take a look here. You shouldn't be needing to click on that.
You want me to hit next?
I don't know where you're seeing the word radio.
What?
I don't see the word radio anywhere on this document. Are you sure it says radio?
It says required radio group E522OFE. Let me go back.
Yeah, I think we might have gone a little bit too far out.
Oh, my God. It says DocuSign
mm-hmm.
message from Mass Tort Strategies.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it says Safari can't open the paper because I don't know what it says.
Okay. Let's see. There was someone earlier near you. Is that right? Is that your neighbor?
Yeah.
Do you think they might be able to assist you with this?
No.
Okay. Do you think there might be someone that might be able to assist you with this?
Well, I don't think I need any assistance. It's just I don't see the boxes anymore.
Okay. Let's try to go back from the beginning then.
Well, why don't I drive somewhere where I can pick up internet?
Okay. Do you think it's maybe an internet issue that we're having?
That's what I think it is.
Okay. Then do you have a place where you can write down my phone number so that when you're, if you need to give me a call to let me know that you did it, you can do that?
Can
I text you?
You can text me, yeah.
Okay. I'll just text you my name, Hannah, and then it will say Roundup. And let me know when you get that text.
My biggest problem. Yes, I got your text.
Okay. All right. So you call me when you're in a position where you can get that sign, and then and you don't have to do it today. I know it's kind of late already. You can call me tomorrow morning, and we can go from there. Okay, Lois?
Okay, I don't get up too early.
Okay, that's okay. I'm in California, so you can call me later in the day.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only 5:30
for me. All right, otherwise, if I don't call you, you can call me.
I'll call you when I get into the office, okay? Let me go ahead and read you our disclaimer notice before I let you go, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so before we go ahead and wrap this up, I just want to make sure you know what to expect next. While the law firm is working on your claim, they will be reaching out quite often to finalize your claim, and I'll be the one communicating with you to transfer you over directly to the law firm once your file does pass quality insurance. They are going to go over some of the questions that we went over today, which is, again, completely normal. It's just part of their process to confirm all details and ensure accuracy for your case. In the future,
okay,
they may need you to sign additional forms on behalf of Alan, like a medical release, so that they can collect records to strengthen your claim. So if any paperwork does come in from them, just make sure to review it and return it as soon as you can.
They would mail it to me in the U.S. Postal Mail?
Whichever you prefer. If you prefer mail, if you prefer email, they'll be able to accommodate to what you prefer.
Well, it doesn't matter, but I would have to go to somewhere where I could access internet.
Okay, yeah, definitely. And you can, and I'll, of course, put that in our notes so that they know to do that, okay? And since this
okay.
is a mass tort lawsuit, these extra steps are to standard practice, and we just want to make sure you are fully prepared. So if you don't hear from them within the next 48 hours, you and I can actually call them together just to make sure that they are working on the case for you, okay?
Okay.
Can you confirm that you are going to be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have any other last questions before I submit your information tonight?
I don't think so at this point. We had internet in our park, and we had a manager that they fired, and he cut all the internet lines when he left.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. Horrible.
And they haven't had someone out to – very expensive to fix them because he cut them in so many places.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, definitely. So again, find a place with internet and try to get that signed. And if not, I'll just call you tomorrow and we can, you know, just take it over from there at our own pace. Okay. There's nothing to rush about here. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, but I do appreciate your time. Again, I'm really sorry to hear about Alan, but just know that we're going to do the best we can to help you get some justice for what happened to him. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate our time today, and I'll speak to you tomorrow, okay? Have a great rest of your evening.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye now.
Bye.